Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and we also sometimes talk sports, depending on what's going on. This is our 304th Blog Talk Radio show, just the regular weekly podcast. So we thank you all for tuning in or listening on iTunes later on, or at Blog Talk or several other places. You can also find us on the blog and also Facebook, Twitter. You can find the Diva at Diva of Duel. And you can we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
I think.
Yeah.
We have to make
Hello.
Sure to Marianne
yes.
up.
Yes,
All
I'm
right.
here.
And where can we find you on where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter.
At Mama underscore Hooch
underscore
on Twitter.
Hooch.
And,
mm-hmm. On Twitter. Yeah.
And this is Anna. This is Anna. You can find me at Kazi Hooch. And let's see. I want to give a shout out to the Hapkas, Bob and Amy. You can find them on Twitter, mm-hmm. I guess, occasionally. They're more often on Facebook, but you might want to check them out on Twitter at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And also a shout out to two of our faves, or actually three of our faves, at Lauren Coslow, at Teo Penglis, and at Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan. And let's see, am I leaving anything out for right now as far as that goes?
I think you covered everybody.
We'll bring Jen on in a minute, and she can give you her where you can find her as well. So let's see. So this week's days, I did manage to watch all five episodes. I will say this: I'm
Yay!
Watching it with much more regularity than
wow,
I
yeah.
used to.
Is there a reason for that, huh?
Amazing what
yeah.
good could be the writing. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it's, and the use of the veterans, and yeah, some good things
yes.
with the vets this week, all this week, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun. Yes.
Yes. So, let's see. Where do we want to begin?
Where do we start? Where do we start?
Where do we start? Let's see. Well,
we can start with the best. no. Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with that. if you want to talk about, let's see, I think it was Tuesday.
First show.
Tuesday,
yes,
episode,
I think it was Tuesday.
Kate and Andre bicker, kind of hot. And I know you want to talk
which
about
is
the wardrobe
basically,
choices and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, which is about what they do almost any time they're together is bicker. But it is still hot.
Yes.
There's that little bit of tension there.
Yes, it is.
And I have to say, I love both of their fashion statements. Kate had her hair pulled back, and she had a outfit on, colorful. It's different.
Yeah, very colorful.
Very colorful. And Andre, should I say, just had his tiger outfit, his tiger perfect shirt for that particular scene, because he was snarling and growling just like that.
Oh yeah.
So it was. He looked. I love that shirt.
And he
had,
and,
I want
and
that
what,
shirt.
And he had a tiger.
That's another shirt to add to my collection.
Tiger. So
I want
the
DeMiro, yeah, the one with the big D on it, the sweater. I love that one too. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, I said I said put that in the will. That goes in the will. So.
Gosh.
Anyway.
Oh jeez.
So Kate was pissed off at him because he couldn't talk. Chat. He told Chad about what Abigail did, which then made Chad want to turn himself in. And of course, Kate's not for that because it hurts the board. You know, it hurts the Mirror Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts the board, and the board is
mm-hmm.
still thinks
mm-hmm.
that Andre's mentally deranged. And she said that a couple of times too
yes.
to him. Yeah.
Well, and plus, she she's also like a mom to Chad. You know, she's very protective.
Yeah.
Stuff too. So.
Yeah, and they were kind of like, there was like threats going on both sides, threatening.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking about the L word when they were bickering, and I wasn't thinking of love, maybe lust, but not love yet.
Uh-huh.
But I was also thinking of leverage. That's the L word I was thinking of with
those two. They're both trying to get it, and Andre knows that Kate has it right now, and he says, "Go ahead," you know. He says,
uh-huh.
"Well, in 6 months when I divorce you, you know, you're going to be out on a, you know, and something about I don't." And she said something about, well, Stefano always made idle threats. And he says, well, so do I, you know, or something. And it's like, oh, and that's just the way he said it.
Well, his weren't idle.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like she was trying to say that he made threats he didn't follow through on. But Andre was trying to indicate that he would follow through on his.
Right. He says, neither do I. You know, he doesn't make idle threats.
Say something about divorcing early or go ahead and divorce and, you know, you wouldn't have anything, you know, basically, because
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't have the Demira name. And
right, she wouldn't have
the
name.
He mm-hmm. kind of has leverage on her, because if he
mm-hmm.
divorces her, then they all know it was a scam, and then she doesn't have the Demira name, and then the board wouldn't look kindly on that. And then if she knows that the board also doesn't think highly of him, like you said, because they feel that he's mentally
mm-hmm.
deranged, which if you go back to some of his prior activities in Salem, one could certainly make a case for that. And
mm-hmm.
but anyway, so they both have some leverage on each other, which makes it interesting. But there's definitely bickering that has that underlying, you know, tension that we like so much.
And did you see before he left the room, he kind of did a little like a snarl, and he turned and he went and he did like a fist pump as he went out of the room. It's like he thought I think he thought he won that fight. I don't know. In his mind, he thought he did. But I loved it. I went, yes. Yep. And but then poor Andre, yes, as he comes back into the room, if you want to tell what Kate did,
no,
she was on
no,
the phone
okay.
with
you
Mr.
Can.
Shin. Or, yeah, well, she kind of more
no,
or less
you
threw
can.
Andre right under that bus as it was moving. So she was saying about, you know, that she more or less agreed with the board, you know, that I'm not sure what her exact words were, but she threw Andre under the bus and she didn't support him. So, and he heard that. So he kind of had a little hurt look on his face, like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, so that was what happened on Tuesday. So was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Let's see.
For Tuesday, I could.
No, but since we're talking about Andre and Kate, you know, in, together,
mm-hmm.
we could talk about them separately, too, in terms of skipping ahead to Friday, I believe, when I was really touched about the scene when he went to visit Abigail, and they had that moment
just
where
melts my heart.
Julie went off on him. Julie went off on
yes.
him about being crazy and everything. And how,
oh,
really,
wasn't
you know,
that
whatever.
Good scene?
And,
that was a good scene
oh,
between
yeah.
them.
And, you
yes.
know, considering they went – considering their history, which is well documented as actors,
yes,
and they've known each other all those years, I loved it. I thought, I'll bet they.
And they started out
scenes.
Sniping at each other in real life. They did not get along at first,
right?
From
they
what
didn't
I
really
understand,
get along
yes.
back in the 80s, early 80s,
yes.
uh-huh. And
right.
then they
right.
grew to care about each other as best and be friends.
Did she call
but,
him a bottom feeder
yes.
or something? And the yes. town, the Tom lunatic. And he called her a queen
yes,
of hypocrites
yes.
or self-right. No,
oh,
the queen
just,
of self-righteous
they just went
hypocrites.
Back and forth with Barb.
Oh, my
it was
God.
Just like,
yeah.
really, like,
yeah.
truth-telling Barbs, you know? And so she
uh-huh.
leaves, and then Abigail and he are talking, and of course he softens. And oh, it was so
oh,
precious because
yeah.
she said something about, she said something
she has
like,
back.
You know, I understand about mental illness. She goes, obviously,
mm-hmm.
meaning Abigail. Obviously,
right.
I've experienced it myself, and because it's so hard when you try so hard to get better, and then someone shoots you down like that. She said it was just a really raw and sweet moment, and he was like, "Oh, Abigail, I," you know, the way he looked. She goes, "It'll be our," she says, she, something like,
basically she wouldn't tell.
Oh, I won't tell anybody that you're softening up. Spoil his reputation.
Yeah, and then
yes,
and then
he
said,
had
"Oh,
that
Abigail,
sweet
what
little
would we,
smile
what would we do
grin.
Without you, or something, or what would we have done if we had lost you, or something?"
If
it was
we have
so
lost
sweet.
You,
I just loved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he said to her before he left, he said, "Please get better because we need you at home. The next time I want to see you, I want to see you at home where you belong." I'm there. Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. I know. Yes. That's so sweet. So. Yeah, so that was really neat. And then as far as Kate goes, I love it that the new writers, the very first scene the new writers had when they on July 19th was Kate and John, and I'm sure that probably ticks the Jarlena fans off.
Oh, yeah, she ran into her.
Anyway,
running into her exes
so she
here.
Ran in, so she and John, she's been running into John a lot lately. Anyway, she ran into John, and, well, he didn't even see her. She went up to him, and she apologized. Mm-hmm. They were in the town square. And of course, he's just sick because he doesn't understand what Marlene has done in dumping him. He just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And Drake is doing a great job. He does. He just looks sick. He looks like a puppy that's been kicked really hard. I mean, it's just awful. You know, you can just tell. I'm not the biggest Jarlena fan in the world, but I'm sure that the Jarlena fans are loving, like, how angsty it is. But anyway, so, you know, she apologizes to him for being so harsh the other day, because when she ran into him before, she basically planted the seed that, well, maybe Marlena's not returning your calls because she's sick of your butt. You know, maybe she's tired of being left in the dust all the time while you go chasing your adventures and your job and your international intrigue. And, you know, so she was pretty bold with him last time. So she said, you know, I'm really sorry. She goes, let me buy you a drink and we can talk, you know, about it. You know, because he was saying he just didn't get it, you know, that she wants, you know, all this.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, let me buy you a drink. So, of course, they go to the hot spot in town to get drinks, the Brady Pub.
The Brady
anyway,
Pub.
So in the meantime, do you want to talk about the scenes with Hattie, Hattie and Roman?
In the meantime?
And then I can lead into
the... Oh, my God.
Yes.
Marlene... Marlene, I mean, Hattie is Marlena, and Deidre Hall is like so freaking hilarious. She's trying to be Marlena, but then she kind of drifts back into Hattie a little bit, you know, and Roman knows that there's something, just something off, and you're just not the same Marlena, because she is pouring her heart out to him, and remember back in the day, and
Roman,
when the kids were little.
Yeah.
Roman, and yeah. And
she forgets that the...
Yeah,
she forgets that Erica's camera twist.
Oh yes, Eric and Sam. She says, "Well, you know,
Sammy and
she's Terry," and she just happened to get it right. She said, "You know, Sammy and then Eric," and then he said, "Well, wait, they were twins." And she said, "But yeah, Sammy did come out first, right? And then Eric." And it's like she just happened to get it right. I think. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she was supposed to be studying. Angelica made her study all this stuff. So I don't know. Maybe she remembered reading it somewhere like that.
It probably said Sammy was born first or something.
Yes. Oh. But she thought, it sounded like she, you know, that they weren't twins, that she didn't realize that they were twins. And she wanted Roman back.
She's basically making her big move on him. She's making her big
move. Oh, big
move. Tells, you know.
And all of a sudden, as they're talking, she jumps up and just plants a kiss on him. It's like practically on top of him. Kissing him and kissing him. He's like, he's pushing her off like, Marlena, what the heck? Or what the, you know what he always says, what the hell? What the hell?
What the hell?
You know, what the hell? He's like, yeah. So he's like, he's totally confused because this comes out of left field and he's even telling her this. Like, where did this all come from? He says, you're in love with John. You know, he says, our ship has sailed. He said, that's been many years ago, and it's that's not going to happen. You know, you need to go find John.
Uh-huh.
And then as they're talking, and he's trying to convince her, you know, that there's no future for them, Kate and John walk in. And did you want to take it from there?
Well, first of all, I want to say this, too, that Josh Taylor must have thought he hit the lottery with that split because he hasn't seen that kind of action in years. So
here's the thing.
Anyway,
what the hell is with Roman lately, getting these women, once these women Well, this is leading up to something that happened after.
I will say, nobody can light that man up like Kate can. I will say that. I just, that smile.
Yeah, I have to admit.
Anyway, so you have to admit.
I do, I have to admit.
Even
I love Condre, but there's something I did like him back in the day.
Well,
I did.
Yeah, back in the day. I'm not talking about wanting him, you know, Cayman again, but I'm just saying there is a
But it's nice for Cayman fans, though.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But a little triangle could be
interesting.
You know, it could be.
So anyway, that whole conversation, that he has with Marlena, he says, well, you know, now that we're talking about this, he goes, you know, maybe it is time for me to look for, you know, maybe, you know, or I think he's thinking, you know, she's trying to encourage him. You know, Hattie, trying to, you know, say, well, you know, aren't you alone, and don't you get tired of being lonely and all? Of course, think of her. She's been in prison all this time, Hattie has. So she's horny as anything, right? I mean, and so is the other one. We'll talk about that later.
Well, she wants
Mr. Roman. Anyway, So like you said, John and Kate walk in because Kate's buying him a drink. And so they walk in. And about that time, you know, Roman is telling Marlena she needs to, Maddie. We'll call her Maddie, Marlena Hattie. Or maybe Harlena.
Yeah, Harlena or Maddie.
Kicks her to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
He basically kicks her to the curb, and then she goes running out and runs right past John and Kate. Doesn't even stop, I don't think. Doesn't even make eye contact because she's so crushed. Because this is Hattie, and Roman is her man, you know, that she's been dreaming of all this time. So, so she leaves, and John's like, whoa, you know.
What?
And you know, Roman comes up, he's like, oh, and he goes, what's going on? And John's like, what's going on? And he's like, well, it's this weirdest thing. He says, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, and then she kissed me. And John decks him.
As soon as he said that, you know.
Yeah. And poor Roman's over there like, whoa. So when it all came out, you know, he basically says, look, dude, you know, I told her to go find you and make up and that you need to talk about it.
And he said, I didn't kiss her back.
I wasn't trying to encourage that at all. He goes, yeah, I didn't kiss her back. So John, of course, feels horrible, you know, and he wants to go find Marlena. You know, he just feels horrible.
And they agree
that
something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, they agree that she's not herself.
Something's wrong, yeah.
But they still can't figure it out.
And then, and so then John, like, he apologizes profusely. Are you okay, man? I'm so sorry. Cayman, that was a little shout out to Cayman. Anyway, are you okay, man? Are you, you know, do you need anything? He's like, no, I'm fine. So anyway, so then, you know, John leaves, and you see Kate nursing Roman's, you know, trying to clean up the blood off of his face and everything, and trying to you know, so they're talking, and he's, you know, he kind of was telling her what happened with Marlena, or fake Marlena, and he's like, you know, he goes, but, you know, I got to say, he goes, she really did make me think that maybe I do want to have love in my life again. He says, maybe I do want to have that, you know, for so many years, I just haven't put that, you know, in my life and have been, you know, and he said, you know, maybe somebody new. And then he looks at her and he said, or maybe somebody from my past, you know, and he looks at her and all.
Yeah.
So then Kate,
he looks at him.
You know, so they have this moment. She looks at him. He looks at her. They have this Cayman moment. And so she kisses him, and he definitely is kissing her back. And they lock lips pretty well there. And so giving all of us old Cayman fans a little bit of a treat. And then, but Andre walks in.
Yeah, and Andre walks in, it's all in the face. It's all in the expression. Not a word was said. And you could see between the little bit of the anger and also the hurt when he, you know. You could tell Andre is jealous for sure. is short, you know.
Yes.
So he's
and
a little hurt. So we,
but
Andre's not gonna. He's planning his own little thing, I think, in his head. What's gonna happen down the line? And before that,
but I hope they
right
show
the
rest of the scene. I hope they complete the scene on Monday and don't just like drop it, you know.
Yeah, don't drop
it.
Or I don't know, is he going to turn around and not let her know that he saw them, or is he going to confront them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those two things. So I'm wondering, and although I don't know, I'm thinking he might turn around. I don't know, and then have something in his head that he's going to get back at her with, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because, well, before that, they were getting ready to, he was getting ready to go, and she comes up, like, where are you going?
Oh, to go to the court,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to
go
court. She
support.
Says, no, you're not.
Court.
Yeah, I'm there, whoa, okay. She says, no, you're not. You're not going anywhere. He looks at her like, oh, my God, here we go. He says, you're doing it to me again. I said something under his breath, and I'm there like, oh, God, here she goes again, you know. So he said, and then as she left, he's there, he says to himself, he says, enjoy your power trip, Mrs. DeMera, because it's not going to last very long.
Oh, yeah.
I like when he called her Mrs. DeMera. But she didn't hear that.
Oh.
He said that to himself as she left because he was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's, but he ended up not going, though, to the, you know, he stayed. He listened to her, though, didn't he? See, he didn't like.
Yeah.
He told what to do, but he did listen.
Because he loves Chad, and it did make
sense. Yeah, she explained.
It probably would be a great idea to have him there, you know.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. So he went to see Abigail instead.
And that also ties in with the conversation we mentioned about the, you know, we don't really want you. I don't think it's really a good thing to have Chad's older brother, who's known around town as being this crazy lunatic guy, you know. So that tied in further with the whole mental illness thing and all that. But anyway, I just I'm just loving it. I mean, I am just have to admit it has been a long time since I've watched the episode and went, oh my gosh, I have to wait till tomorrow to watch the next one. I mean, like, I kind of felt that way. I felt that way back when they were doing the whole Nick in the River story. That story with Cammy, you know, with Kate and Sammy.
Uh-huh.
That had me really engaged. But it's kind of been a while since we've really had a fun storylines that were kind of funny and that also were emotional. And, like, if you notice, just about every scene, they weave history into it. And I love that. I just love that.
Yeah. I think somebody had tweeted to me.
Almost every scene has some texture in it from the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody tweeted to me, I think, that when Andre came on to them, I think it was Jamie maybe, came and saw Haman, I guess, they're kissing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, maybe he, like how John punched Roman, he should have come over, you know, and see if him punch. I said, oh, yeah, he could very well do that. But sometimes Andre's revenge is a little more subtle than that.
Mm-hmm.
He might, like, wait till, you know. Yeah. So I don't know. But, But it is, and it's all with the use of the vets. Look, you had Deidre and Drake and Josh and Teo and Susan Seaforth Hayes. So you had a lot of the vets on that day, and even Steve and Kayla.
And also, they're making me care about people that I really haven't cared about for a long time. Like even Marlena and Roman, I'm interested in it, even though I haven't liked them for a long time, and I thought they were boring for a long time. I'm actually
Well, you know that's fatty, though. You know,
story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
which
but I
is
mean,
funny.
But the story. But I mean, I'm interested in Marlena getting back with him, and you know, all of that. I mean, finding her way back to John, and then John. You know, I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying the.
And Marlena's
story.
In prison in the straitjacket.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Do you want to talk about? You mentioned Patch and Kayla and that whole thing. Do you want to talk about?
Oh yeah, that was very.
Joey,
I kind of enjoyed that even
really
though poor Joey's last
really good scenes too. Those
very good
great
scenes,
scenes
between Kayla and Joey. you know, Kayla is just pouring her heart. I mean, Mary Beth Evans, of just like what a mother is trying to do to not see her son go to jail and throw his life away. And she just like pleads with Joey and all that. And he decided, he says he wanted to talk to her alone. So they went out on the chair and they were talking. So he finally made her see why he has to turn himself in. And he did a story about like when he worked at the pub. And for his grandma Caroline, he stole from her. He stole money. They found out.
When
he was young, and he made her, you know, go apologize. And he had to work the money. He had to work it off at the pub, and everything. So he says, "You made me do the right thing." He said, "And right now," he says, "it's the same. I have to do the right thing." So Kayla then kind of like finally said she got it. And then before that, Tripp had come and apologized to Kayla at the hospital. And that was the whole thing. At first they were coming to try to convince Joey not to turn himself in because Tripp said he wasn't going to report him and Kayla wasn't going to turn Tripp in. So that was the whole thing. And then Tripp had been talking to Steve and Mary Beth Evans was really good. One of her best performers. And also Stephen Nichols was good. And James is his name that plays Joey. He did a pretty good job. They all did. So
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to.
And the new
anything else
the
you
Tripp
can think kid, of?
He's great. I just love
him.
Oh
yeah. Oh, he's Steve's son for sure.
I just love the dynamics. I just love the dynamic. And I think what I'm enjoying too is that, you know, even though I loved the super couples back in the day and all that, you know, you do get kind of bored. Like I will say in that case, I love that Patch and Kayla are together, even though there's a lot of tension and everything, but it's genuine. It's not like, it's like character driven stories. I love that, you know, that, you know, Pat
that would be like any other couple
saying,
in that situation
as much as I
arguing.
Hate, but I hate for my son to have to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
But I can see the greater need is he's going to, like, off himself if he doesn't do something about
it. It's for his own good, too.
He's going
nuts.
It's for his own good.
Right.
And so it's like, but I love the way they told the story and how Joey was like, look, you know, like you said, like, you know, it's because of having the greatest mother alive, you know, in the world, that I need to do the right thing because that's what you taught me to do. And it's been eating me up alive to not have done the right thing. And I'm sure Kayla's thinking, you know, because Ava was such a loon and wreaked so much havoc and basically killed her father. I mean, if we want to go back that far, Ava was responsible for Sean Senior dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, if anybody deserved to be like, you know, smothered by a pillow, it'd be Ava. But, you know, but in that situation, you know, he still, you know, had not paid the consequences. They had not admitted that he had done it and all that other stuff. So, you know, so I just thought it was, you know, I mean, I'm not really going to miss the character all that much, you know, because I wasn't all that impressed with, you know, the actor, but he's a sweet kid. I mean, you can tell he's, you know, he's very he comes across as a nice kid, as a sweet kid, just not a lot of spark maybe going on there. But then again, he's been carrying this stuff around too. So, you know, but anyway, so that's the way they're going to get Joey. They're going to get Joey out of town because the boy who plays them is gone, has left the show. And then, but the whole trip, I mean, gosh, the whole dynamic with the family was just amazing. And so I was.
It's
going to
be
like,
surprising to see where it goes from there once Joey leaves.
Yeah. So.
You know.
Right. So I really enjoyed those scenes too. And I mean, I would say the only like I'm not fond of the whole Adrian and Justin dynamic because they've been back together so many times. I just don't really. Plus, I really love Adrian and Lucas together. So. I'm not real thrilled if they're headed back to a reunion
with
Justin Adrian,
Bonnie,
but you know, yeah, you want
Bonnie
you wanna,
broke up
yeah,
with
why
Lucas.
Why don't you take it out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bonnie, okay, you take that.
Yeah, Bonnie broke up with Lucas. Well, yeah, you can add to because some of us forget things too. What's that? Huh? Oh, yeah, Bonnie broke up with Can you hear me with my phone? I don't know. Sometimes my phone acts up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Okay.
Bonnie broke up with Lucas.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Okay. Okay. They were in the, and he kept, so he goes and gets, did we talk about that? Gets drunk with Brady. I guess that was how it ended on the one. And then Chloe came.
Right. Was that,
and,
was that the end of last week or was that this week?
That
I can't
was the end.
Remember.
It was with Brady then. Brady had left. Yeah, and Chloe was,
yeah.
That's how it ended on Friday. Then, so it was Chloe finding Lucas drunk and Lucas telling Chloe all about what happened. He must have said about Brady being there. But then Echo, and she said, he was telling him about Nicole, and that, of course, that's another whole story. But so she takes him back to her place and he wakes up, he's having these dreams and he thinks it was all a dream, you know, that, Adrian didn't really break up with him. And it was so funny when Chloe was taking him. Did you see that when Chloe was taking him home and they go out the door, he yells that, "Oh, Adrian," you know, how like on Rocky would go, "Oh, Adrian." That was so funny.
Brian was loving
And he
this.
Said it kind of just like Rocky.
So funny.
"Yo, Adrian." Yes.
"Oh, Adrian."
"Oh, Adrian."
You know he was dying. You know he was just,
funniest thing.
I'm so glad. I hope that they keep giving Brian screen time because he's so funny. And remember how we used to get aggravated when he wouldn't be used very much or he wasn't even on for a while? But how frustrated we would get because he was always so serious. And we're like, why don't you allow Brian to play some comedic
mm-hmm.
scenes because he's so funny in real life. And I'll bet he was just real. I mean, he and Brady's scenes were great. We talked about that, I think, last week. But,
when they were drunk,
they were
talking to each other. Yeah, those were good. And then
Brian's great.
And then Bonnie as Adrian, as Bonnie, she just hated that because she kept saying to Angelica, "Why can't I just have a roll
he's
in the
so
hay
hot.
Just one time with him? Yeah, he's so hot. just one time." So that was, you know, that was good. So I don't know.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there were so many.
There's so many good stories.
Yeah, there's so many good stories all going on, and that was just like there's like a lot to talk about. Yeah, if you want to bring on.
Yeah, hey,
Jen.
Let me bring her in here.
Hey, ladies.
Hello. Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, Jen.
How's it going?
Hey there. Hey, good. Hey, Jen, you want to give your Twitter handle before we talk?
Okay, it's REXJDK at Twitter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. So what are your thoughts?
I was so upset when I heard what you guys said about Andre walking in. I did not get to see that Trump interrupted on Friday.
Oh, of course.
The news interrupted all.
Oh.
So you'll have to watch it online because it's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. But he's just, you know, and it just cut him, like, you see his expression, and that was all. So we don't know what's coming up, how else he's going to react.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think she's going to kidnap Roman?
Oh, Hattie?
Yeah.
Could be. That would be interesting. Yeah.
I could see that.
They already kidnapped Marlena, so yeah. They could. That would be different. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, is there anything, what else did we, I know there's some other storylines we haven't talked about. Is there anything else that you liked this week?
Jen, you might want to cover Nicole. Did you get to see the Nicole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say those were good things, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, Brady is so dumb.
Oh, Brady, yeah. She had to explain everything to him.
Yeah, it's like, in my triplicate. It's like, seriously.
Yeah.
And then you have, what do you guys think of Chloe and Eric?
Oh, I had that on my thing. Yeah. Did you see any chemistry there?
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe.
A little bit there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out, is Chloe trying to angle to get Holly back after all? Was she hoping that maybe she had caught them having an affair and that she could use that against her? I didn't really get the sense. I kind of feel like the Chloe that's back in town is the Mother Teresa Chloe and not the heinous Chloe that kept the baby away.
Sense.
So I don't think there's a hidden agenda there. I kept wondering about it, but I thought, I'm not really getting that vibe. Yeah. Me either.
No, I'm getting the vibe that she really cares. She can't believe Nicole would do that, and she's kind of still like on Nicole's side and Brady's side.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Lucas. She's really nice to Lucas. She's trying. I mean, let's see. She was with Lucas. She was with Brady. With Daniel. So she hasn't been with Eric yet. But then again, I like Jennifer and Eric too. Better. I like them better.
Yeah.
Then Chloe, I'm just not a fan. But I don't know if they would go there or not. I mean, she's back in town. Or are they going to go back to Chloe and Brady?
No.
You know, since no. So I guess, can we think that maybe Nicole killed Deimos? She's having memories.
I'm thinking she did it.
And that's how she's going to. There has to be a way she's getting off the show. So obviously she's not breaking up with Brady and leaving town because they kind of got, they're back together. He understood.
Does anyone know approximately when her last air date is?
No.
Well, she just recently left a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still on for a while yet.
So it has to be
she's probably still on until September, October.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think at least. Oh, probably at least.
Yeah.
Probably sweeps in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be dragging this Deimos thing out because they've implicated how many different people now that it could be Eric and now it seemed to go to Nicole. And so finally Nicole explains everything to Eric, which she should have done in the first place. But we had to have all that drama, you know. I guess the writers something different the way they wrote it. So, you know, I saw where they were going there.
Mm-hmm. Well, because Brady is kind of an idiot and he does get triggered by these small things. But then
they're
again,
not changing that.
But then again, his girlfriends are all. But then again, his girlfriends are all either cheating on him or dying. So I mean, and or dying.
Yeah, that's
on him. So I can understand why he'd be a little bit. And then one more thing with Lucas. Even though Chloe got him, you know, sobered up and all that and let him stay at her place and then, you know, made sure he didn't drive home and all that. And then she was at Town Center with him or Town Square with him. And, you know, he's drinking coffee and taking these pills for hangover. And then after everybody leaves, he orders a Bloody Mary. So he's going to still continue. I mean, Victor had Brady go to rehab overnight.
Overnight.
Went through detox, and now he's going to be going to his AA meetings again and everything. Because he's like, you just can't fall off a wagon with Sonny in prison right now until he gets out. I'm like, you know, you're in charge of Titan. We can't have, you know, the head of our company, you know, doing this. So you're and it was nice because Victor did, I'm getting off track a little bit, but it was kind of sweet because did look at Brady and say, you know, I really in not so many words, I really admire how hard the struggle's been for you, you know, and that you are, you know, basically you don't give up the fight, you know, like, I mean, it was really kind of a tender moment about his addiction issues and stuff, which I thought was sweet. Okay, anyway, so you can go back to the Nicole. I just had to interject.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of the stuff with Nicole. Oh, and the other thing, what do you think about Abe? Who's setting up Abe?
No, I think he's in on it.
You really think he did it?
No,
he's being framed.
No, he's part of the...
He's
wondering, is it that Detective Rames? Is it Durant? Do you think it's the boss, the detective?
Well,
Detective Rains?
I think they think it is.
What?
I think a lot of people think it is. Abe and Eli think it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm thinking it's Victor with the drugs.
With the, yeah, because, but the Abe, they got
the
Abe for the counterfeiting.
The counterfeiting thing?
Right.
Because Abe's, the thing of it is, because Abe is paying cash for everything, all of a sudden he's got wads of cash in his pocket and stuff. So,
yeah.
That's
kind
that
of
makes
vague
it look
evidence.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
But it is. There's still no, I don't know how Eli, that's how Eli
well,
was explaining
it. They traced the dollars.
They
remember
traced it.
Eli explained, wait, just think about it. Eli explained to them in front of everybody. He explained that they traced the dollars that he paid cash for his mom's jewelry with back to.
But anybody can, yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, but anybody,
no, but what
but
I'm
like,
saying
I think
they,
Casey
they
said
made
anybody
that
could
case.
Get.
Wait,
I think they're covering for somebody else. I don't think it's Abe, but see, this is going to set up all kinds of drama because Theo's going to be like, "Well, you were worried about me breaking the law, and look at you." You know, there's going to be all
and
that
look
drama.
Look at you, yeah, yeah.
But
then I thought, could it be Andre?
Like
getting back at Abe because of he wants to keep Theo in the family.
Yeah,
I kind of crossed my mind too. I don't know, but it just was different. I was trying to think, well, who would want to set? Who does not like Abe, and who's given? You know, who is Abe given trouble? And
Andre.
I don't know. I was trying to think. Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. And Detective Raines is another one that I thought it could be too.
Yeah, I think they're trying to set Raines up.
Uh huh.
Like, make him feel comfortable that he's in the clear.
Mhm.
And if he's Dario's real partner.
Mhm.
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 Yeah, because I got to thinking about it, and remember when Abigail asked Detective Raines to check on, you know.
Dario.
Is his story really true? And he came back, oh, well, I know a few people in Mexico in law enforcement. I can check for you. And he comes right back with, yeah, like there's only one Dario Hernandez in all of, you know, south of the border. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, he's definitely running from some drug lord guy, you know. It's like I was thinking that was weird to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
So it seemed to me like he was trying to help his buddy Dario get married to Abigail or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. But and then the fact that he was trying to push Lonnie Billet and she couldn't, and then she threatened to put her dad on it, you know, sick her dad on the commissioner. So
yeah, that kind
like,
of was weird,
it
too.
It makes you wonder. He was trying to get the inside track to find out what was going on with the investigation. That made me think. And maybe that's a red herring also. But
true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I mean, they're doing a good job of the way they're kind of, you know, putting suspicions up and making people wonder who it is. And what do you think about Theo and Claire? Are they getting back together? Do we care? No. No.
I think
because Sierra's going to be coming back to town, so. Just in time.
Yeah, probably about the time that they get back together,
Get back together, yeah.
They are cute. They are, I mean, he is so cute. I think Claire is just, you know, anyway. But
I don't like Claire.
Cute and sweet.
She can go, her mom and dad's coming back on, which they can all leave town. Anyway.
Though I think he was wrong. I really do, the way he's responding to Abe. He broke the law.
Who?
He knew what he was doing was wrong.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. They haven't seen I haven't seen those scenes yet, I don't think. I mean, they haven't.
He's still doing it for to protect Chad, but, you know, even though it was wrong. But that's a Demira way of thinking, though.
Yeah, but
the horses protect their own, though. Look, you know, Hope and Rafe got away.
Well,
with I mean, in their minds,
Joey.
Joey's
been protected
look
by
what
Uncle
Stephen
Raymond.
Uncle
Roman. I mean,
so
you know.
Hortons are just like the Demiras in that sense when it comes to family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that.
There is a double standard. Yep.
There is a lot of
hypocrisy in Salem.
You think?
He doesn't know what Hope and Rafe did. So,
Abe what? I didn't.
Abe doesn't know what Hope and Rafe did.
What did they do?
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Abe doesn't know, no.
Yeah. So, Abe's kind of not being a hypocrite here.
Oh, Abe. Oh, okay. Yeah, Abe. I don't think Abe knows what Hope and Rafe did. Roman does.
Yeah.
Roman knows about Joey,
too. What are you guys talking about with Hope and... Oh, with the Stefano deal. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Abe knows though. I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like. Yeah. Anything else on Dave that you can think of? So I know you wanted to talk about Ian Buchanan as well.
Oh let everybody know. Yeah, Ian Buchanan is back on The Bold and the Beautiful. He premiered on Thursday. I know I happened to catch it. I never watched Bold and Beautiful, but I watched it on Thursday. So don't know who anybody is.
Cool.
I read a little bit of the back history on his character, and my mind was just like this. He was with this and back. It's, you know how soaps are. I'm like, this sounds like as bad as Days. I can't keep everybody straight. And who was married to who, and who slept with who, and who. There's like Brooke and Ridge and all these names, and I'm there. Who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
And it's what are they, the Spencers? Is it the, what is it? Wait, the Spencers. Spencers, aren't they on GH? No, I guess they're Spencers on Bold and the Beautiful, too, and Spectra.
Spectra.
So I'm a little. Oh, is that what it, what's, there's a third family? What's the other one?
Yes.
Well,
it's Foresters, right? And I watched Bold and the Beautiful for a short period of time when it first aired in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember like Ridge and Brooke and I remember the names a little bit.
The names.
But,
and now there's Sheila. I guess that's
Kimberlyn
Brown. And,
yeah, I haven't watched.
Yeah, I recognize some of the actors,
decades,
but as far as the history of the show, but I'm trying to read up on it a little bit, so.
Sheila is
that's
actually
neat. Anytime,
ladies.
What, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
What, Jen?
Sheila is a crossover character. She actually started on Young and the Restless. She's the one
she's on Young and the Restless.
Lauren.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been trying to kill Lauren for years.
See, I don't know that character either.
Tracy Bergman's character, the dress store owner on Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay. I just know that Ian plays James Warwick, who's a psychiatrist, and he lost his virginity to Sheila. I remember that. Right? Isn't that right? I was reading.
Nice.
So, okay.
Yeah.
It's
he's
crazy.
Mental.
Yeah. So he I guess they brought him. I guess is that her husband? That was that. What's his name? Is that Ridge? Am I right? No.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Bold and Beautiful, but the Sheila character I know from Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same character.
Uh huh. But anyway, it was nice to see Ian Buchanan back on our screens. You know, not really. You know, has been on.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Although I still love him as Duke. On GH, the best of all the characters, the ones I've seen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like Days. He should come back to Days.
Oh, it'd be fun to come back to Days. Yeah. I'd love to see him back. They could have used him really well as a Demir brother, if, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're always creating Demir. You know, you can always see him as Demir is everywhere. If they could bring a lot of them back if they wanted.
Why not?
So, yeah.
I think we covered it, but I will say this, they've got my attention again. Got my attention.
Oh yeah.
And I definitely am not wanting to miss an episode now. So that's a definite improvement.
And there's a different feel for the show, different vibe, different feel. Yeah.
Yes.
Different energy for sure.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. So. Alrighty.
Alright.
Well,
okay.
We may wrap a little early then, because I think we covered everything pretty well. And we'll look forward to next week. We'll see what's happening in Salem this coming week.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thanks. Take care, everybody.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.